This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A fire overnight in Washington Heights has killed two people, both in their 70s. Our Glenn Shuck has a story from the scene.
The tragic sound of crying, tears you can hear from a block away as family and friends mourn the elderly couple who died after being trapped on the sixth floor. On the fifth floor, Wiley Batista, his wife and five-year-old son, barely got out, mourning the loss as well.
She was bedridden, she was ill, and the husband was also, he was advanced in age, he's a senior. Yeah. Everyone in the building knew him. He would come down and do everything for his wife because she couldn't get out of bed.
Jacoby among those fleeing in the middle of the night.
Just been in and out, but personally, I'm one of the lucky ones, but yeah. I know just a floor above me is a very different story.
The cause of this blaze under investigation. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Washington Heights.
Police are looking for a man who they say sexually assaulted a sunbather in Central Park. The 21-year-old was catching some rays yesterday afternoon in the Great Hills section of the park near 104th Street when a man allegedly walked toward her and exposed himself. He then tackled her, but she fought him off and got away. So did her attacker. There were no witnesses and no cameras in the area, so the victim canvassed the park with police to try to find him. The victim is working with a sketch artist to get his image out to the public, and police continue to comb footage from other cameras in the park. Well, Nassau County legislators have approved a controversial bill.
Parents of transgender youth say the new law that bans transgender athletes from competing in girls' or women's sports at county-owned facilities is very hurtful.
Nothing says we hate your kind like a law that looks to eliminate hard-fought rights.
Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman's initial legislation was struck down by the courts after a judge ruled he did not have the authority to impose the ban without legislative approval. Now the legislature did approve the ban with a vote of 12 to 5. Blakeman tells CBS2 the county has 100-plus public facilities, including for basketball and swimming.
To make sure that we have fair competition for women and that we have a safe environment for women.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
For the second year in a row, New York City is the world's most congested urban area. The 2023 Global Traffic Scorecard from traffic data analysis firm INRIX says a typical city driver lost 101 hours last year because of traffic during peak commuting times. It cost the city an estimated $9.1 billion in lost time. Mexico City ranked second, followed by London, Paris, then Chicago. Los Angeles and Boston also made the top 10. Well, something new for Uber after a three-year pilot program.
Uber is hitching its wagon to a self-driving big rig company called Aurora. The goal is to use the autonomous trucks as part of the company's Uber Freight operation between Houston and Dallas. Uber has a rocky history with autonomous vehicles. In 2018, a self-driving Uber test vehicle struck and killed a pedestrian. In 2020, the company was involved in a protracted legal battle with Waymo, Google's self-driving car division, over the alleged theft of trade secrets. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Mayor Adams says there will be 10,000 tickets free to the public for the 48th annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks. There will be viewing sites at Pier 45 in Hudson River Park and at Pier 84. Tickets go live tomorrow at 10 a.m. First come, first serve at nycjuly4.com, and there's a limit of two per person. If you can't get tickets, the show will be visible all along the West Side Highway. 1010 Winds is the official radio station of the Macy's 4th of July fireworks. Well, 4th of July travel doesn't even begin till the end of this week, but an air travel record has already been broken.
It's a little random for June 23rd to break all-time travel records, not being a holiday weekend. Normally it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or 4th of July weekends, but the TSA says Sunday was the busiest day ever at U.S. airports. TSA officers screened 2.99 million people at airport checkpoints. It's never been that busy, but this Friday is expected to break the all-time record again, with over 3 million people flying on Friday. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A New Jersey man is dead after an early morning shooting in Soho. He was shot in the leg just before 5:30 a.m. on Green Street. He was rushed to Bellevue Hospital, where he later died. The shooter got away in a black SUV. The reason behind the shooting remains unclear. Police say there have been no arrests. Well, today is primary day in New York, and it's a primary day like no other in the Westchester and the Bronx. One congressional race has the whole country watching.
The primary race in New York's 16th congressional district could be a bellwether for the rest of the country. This fierce contest between Representative Jamal Bowman and Westchester County Executive George Latimer has garnered national attention. It is the most expensive House primary race ever. Millions of dollars in outside money spent primarily over one dominant issue, Israel. Bowman has been critical, Latimer more supportive. Stephanie has listened to both sides.
I think humanity is at stake. For me, if you feel it's tough, there's your...
It's a complicated issue.
It's extremely complicated.
Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in White Plains.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.